Good afternoon.
Welcome to church. We have three congregations in our church: Japanese, hearing Japanese, and in hearing Japanese, deaf congregation, and you, international. And we have one more congregation on internet, YouTube. Over 100 people watching my sermon every Sunday through internet. And maybe 50 or more people watching on Kevin's preaching in international service. And almost 50 or more people are watching the sign language worship. So our internet congregation is larger than real congregation. Amen. Amen. And one of my YouTube member, she's in Egypt. She's Japanese, and she's watching my sermon every Sunday, and she sent me some gifts someday, and yeah, and this is not. And this year, she sent me Christmas ornaments in summer. Why she sent the gift when she came back to Japan, she used the Japanese takyubin, you know, package system, and she sent me that ornament in the summer. And that ornament's made of glass. It's a beautiful birds or lambs or something. It was hanged on the Christmas tree, right there. So please watch the beautiful ornaments from Egypt. That is the present from one of the YouTube members. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. Yeah. We have more congregation. Hopefully we have 1,000 or more. Well, I'd like to preach the Christmas message, because this is the only chance or opportunity to give you the Christmas message in this Christmas season. It's from Luke chapter 2, verse 8 to 20. The title is Angels and Shepherds. I missed the S on the bulletin. This is a typical Japanese. We don't care about S or S, or, you know, we don't have S kind of words in Japanese. So Japanese doesn't care numbers. One, much, or many. Well, the angels and shepherds. Let me read chapter 2, verse 8 to 20. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Today, in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloth and laying in a manger." Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and singing, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men on whom his favor rests." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby, who was laying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told. Amen. Great story. Good picture, huh? Angels and shepherds in the night. Beautiful. Unfortunately, today, Bethlehem, they had fight between Palestinians and Jews because a president said something, you know. I don't know. I don't have any idea. But the Bethlehem, you know, they fight. In the town of the Jesus was born, it was so, you know, hard to see. You know, I almost cried. They are stoned or shooting each other in the Bethlehem. Jesus was born in Christmas season. What are you doing now? You know, but God is so sad. But the 2,000 years, the Bethlehem, especially this is the field close to the Bethlehem, was the center of the universe. The angel appeared to the shepherds. The shepherds. Poor. They were called robbery, or, you know, they were counted as sinners. But the angel appeared to the shepherds, and the angel said three things. One, he said, good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Good news of great joy that will be for all the people. This is the first message. The second message is, Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. And the third message is, a baby wrapped in cloth and laying in a manger. Third message. I guess or imagine what the angels were thinking before Jesus was born. Have you ever seen the angels? No, I've never seen angels. California baseball team. Oh, yeah, angels. They got Otani, huh? Ah, he got the true angel from Japan. Well, but, you know, I imagine that the angels were, you know, so sad, and they were, when they see the word, God created this beautiful word, the peoples are killing each other, they hate each other, they did not follow the will of God. So, but the angels could not do anything except send the message to the human being. That's their job, right? Angels? Yeah. Sometimes they guard, you know, we cannot see, but what they can do is give the message to the human beings. So they had been so sad and irritated for a long time, for 1,000 years. But finally, they got the best message. They got the chance to give the best message to the people. So God said, angel, go to the field of Bethlehem and tell the message to the shepherds. God, why the shepherds? They are just the sinners, you know, they don't care anything. They just sometimes they took something from the neighbors, you know, they are they don't care about the laws, they can go to temples. Why we have to go to the shepherds? God said, because they need this message. I send to you to the shepherds. They need this message. Understand? Go. Okay, God. And he appeared, or she appeared, the angel. But, you know, maybe I don't know angel can cry or not. But if I were this angel, I give this message with tears. Hey, I give you two good news. It's not just good news. Better is no, best news you have ever heard. And this is the good news. Only. It's great joy. This is not just happy. It's not just a little happy news. This is the great joy. This joy will last forever. And this is not just for you, but for all the people. Not for the Jews, but for the Gentiles. Not for the people at the time, but for the people who died, people will live, the old people, including the end of the world, from the Adam to the last person, the old people. Why why Abraham was saved? Because Jesus was born. Why David was saved? Because Jesus was born. Why Moses was saved? Why? Because Jesus was died for him. So the angel said, this good news with great joy for all the people. Ah, I can tell you, this is the good news. And he said, what? This is Savior. Savior was born. Savior what? Saved from sin, saved from death, saved from everything. He can save us from everything, for anything. Even from the sin, he could save. How? He died for us. He can use his only life to save us from our sins, from our death, from our destruction. Because he loves us. And also he is Christ. What the Christ means? What the Christ means, you know, Christ? The anointed one, Messiah, the anointed one. God, in the Old Testament, the people who used for God, they were anointed, like the priests or kings and prophets. They were anointed. That is the symbol of the Spirit. Oil shows the Spirit. God poured the Spirit on somebody to let him or let her to do his will. That is the meaning of the Messiah. Jesus is not our Messiah, he is the Messiah. He was filled with Holy Spirit. And he can do any kind of God's will. But the task, the mission God ask him to do is not easy job. It's not easy. That's why Jesus was struggled at the Gethsemane. Lord, Father, it's not easy for me. I am not ready. But Lord, if this is your will, I have to do. He prayed the same prayer for 3 times, and he went to the Calvary. He accomplished the mission. He is the Messiah. He sent to us, he sent to you to do God's will. And he is Christ the Lord. He's the Lord. He's the one we can serve. He's the one worthy to serve. He's the one who will not drive us like slaves. He is the Lord of mercy, Lord of love, Lord of patience, Lord of wisdom. He is our Lord. We serve him with joy because he will never forsake us. Savior, Christ, and the Lord was born. And the third message is a baby wrapped in cloth and laying in manger. The Savior and Christ and the Lord is baby. Wow, what a picture, the baby. Oh. It's not a strong guy like Art. Baby. But what the baby means? Through the baby, I think God shows his peace. I could give you peace. I could give you joy. I do not come to you with sword, but come with a baby. This is my heart. And the baby was wrapped in cloth. Wrapped in cloth, not in the gorgeous baby dress or a silk, you know. It's a linen means, the cloth means linen. And laying in a manger, not a baby bed, not in the baby room in the palace, the manger. But this picture, a baby cloth, wrapped in cloth, laying in a manger, I think this shows the Jesus's death. When he died on the cross, what happened? A man wrapped in a cloth and laying in a grave. I think maybe this is the sign, you know, or foretold of what would happen on Jesus Christ. So the angel, when explained this story, that's why I said he may be crying. This is the good news, the best news, the great joy that will for all the people. But shepherds, when they heard this message, what they thought? Well, what the angel says. Maybe they could not understand, you know. But after they heard the message, they ran to the Bethlehem and search and find a baby wrapped in a cloth and laying in a manger. Wow. The story the angel was told was true. So what the shepherds did, they return, glorify, and praising God. This is what the angel did. So when angel announced the good news, and after that, the other hosts, other angels appear, praising, glorifying, and praising God. And shepherds saw and went to the Bethlehem and find Jesus. And after that, they glorify and praising God. So the role of the angels started at the angels, and now shepherds got the role of praising, glorifying, and praising. So what I want to say is angels start angels and come to the shepherds, and shepherds comes angels. You know, they give the good news and praising God. So next, who's next? Not we. We got the message, and we meet Jesus. So we give the announcement. We give what we saw, and glorify and praising God. So the title "Angels and Shepherds" means start angels and shepherds and we. See? Send the message, and receive the message, and praise God. Receive the message and praise God. Receive the message and praise God. This is Christmas. So we are shepherds now. Our Lord Jesus, Savior, and Christ, and Lord was born for everybody. We have many people do not know this good news. In Japan, in the Philippines, United States, all over the world. They're in the field, they're in the town, in the home, in the schools, in cells, we don't know. But they need this message. Who will be the shepherd? Who will be the angel? Who will be the one who bring this message to them? It's we, our turn. Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, thank you for Christmas. Thank you what you have done for us. Angels, they appeared and praised because they knew what God has done to us was great. They were looking for, they were waiting for what God will done for us. That's why they praise the Lord. And they knew the true meaning of Christmas. The shepherds, when they heard the message, they did not understand, but they saw the baby cloth, wrapped in the cloth and laying in manger, they saw this message was true. Now we saw a man die for us, wrapped in a cloth and laying in the grave. But he overcome death and risen. And now we believe in him because he is the Savior and Christ and our Lord. Lord, send us as an angel, as a shepherd, to give them this great news with great joy for the all people in this Christmas season. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Sing, glory to the newborn King. Glory.